Hi, and welcome back to the Seven Lakes Podcast. I'm your host, Haley, and today we are here with our varsity basketball captains. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
So, my name is AJ Bates.
I'm Brett Norton.
Nice Price.
All right, well, we can get right into it. So, let's talk about your season so far. We have seen that y'all gone 27-2. Would you guys like to talk about some of your highlights?
I would say putting in just 100 up on like most of our like district opponents, just to have that edge over them and just... No, like be able to come together and like do it multiple times is something great.
Probably our second game when we beat San Antonio Brennan. They were ranked like number 2 at the time. And we were kind of like the underdogs. And we just came off a loss the night before and then came back. And then Sean hit a game winner in overtime and we won the game.
I'm going to say the Cinco and Tompkins games. I think those are the highlights of the season. Those are the games that we like to play the most. Those are the funnest games for us.
And what's it like playing at different venues? Like, is there a favorite? Is it, like, the environment, the crowds?
I would just say, like, how like, people know how good we are. So, like, they always try to use different chants or, like, just, like, always trying to talk to us. And, like, it's funny. Like, I would say, like personally, like, my favorite one to play is probably Cinco. Just because of, like, they know us.
Definitely, like, probably this year, May Creek didn't like me at all. They were, like, their student section was kind of like just all on me the whole game.
Are there some crazy chants that y'all have heard against y'all? What are some of the craziest ones you've heard against?
Not
safe for work at all. I think my favorite environment was probably Pato because they try to be real hostile. They I'm from St. Louis, so it kind of brings back memories of playing at home. So I like playing there because they bring the best out of me.
All right. So what got you guys all into basketball? How did you guys start playing?
For me, it started with my pops because I went to a lot of his practices in college. So, like, just being around it kind of just, like, made me love it.
I was actually a football guy for, like, my whole life until, like, ninth grade when I started taking basketball serious. I just didn't really like football anymore, and I've always played basketball. So I was just like...
What position did you play in football?
I played quarterback and for a little bit, but I normally played like linebacker or defense safety.
Nice.
Basketball just kind of was just there from the jump, so I just kept running with it. It was just always my thing, always my hobby. So that's just what I've been doing my whole life.
So as captains, what do you guys do for the team, I guess?
We kind of just take control of, like, our practices, just like when stuff's getting out of hand, like, we kind of talk to our teammates, and, like, it's not really about, like, leading, it's more about listening and taking criticism from others, but also, like, giving our opinions on stuff.
Probably, like, energy. Like, when we're coming out, like, slow in a game or practice, we're just kind of jogging around, like, we're always there to pick our teammates up and kind of bring that energy.
I would say that we're kind of the coaches on the floor, where we lead everything. We make sure everything is good when coach isn't around. Even when coach is around, we still make sure everything is ran on the same accord. I guess we're just a voice for coach.
And would you say your coach puts a lot of the responsibility on you guys to direct the team?
For sure.
All right, guys. So we have one fun topic, and it's if you were to play a pickup 5-on-5, which 4 alumni would you guys have play with you, and who would win in your opinion?
I'll go first.
All right.
So I got me, I got Josh, I'm gonna pick Jalen.
Do we want to use last names for this?
Josh Acapava, no, from last year. I'll choose Jalen Jones just because he had the all-time points, and I know he'll do the dirty work. I'll get Prince Onwis, and I'll get Cam Augusti.
Okay,
that was like 5.
That's 4.
What is it?
4-4-4. It's with you.
Yeah, that's 4.
So I got Trey Pinkney, the 1. I guess I can run 2 or 3, but I'll go Cam Augusti, Prince, and I'll go Josh too. Yeah.
My 5. I'm gonna have me at the 1. Well, actually, I'll run Trey at the 1. Scratch that. Me at the 1. Darius Alford at the 2.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
Cam Augusti at the three. Yeah, you got to go Prince and Josh 4 and 5. There's nobody else, to be honest. Maybe Ethan, but
yeah, maybe Ethan,
or maybe Johnny. Feel me?
Ooh, that Johnny.
But, I don't know. I think that's my five though.
Do you guys know who's gonna win between y'all's teams?
Honestly,
that
did anyone have the better picks in your opinion?
No, we kind of.
Our teams are very similar.
They're similar. Mm-hmm. I think we would be the X factor.
Yeah.
Playing the best out of us three.
All right. So when do y'all play next? What's y'all's next game?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's senior night. So just hoping that the crazies and like everybody in the community, you know, just pop out, just support us.
Yes, be there for sure.
All right. Is there any advice for students wanting to come out and watch your game?
Be loud.
Yes, be loud.
And it's going to be fun. Like, we put on a show.
Yeah, we make it real fun for everybody to see. It's not slow basketball. We play real fast and make it a good time for everybody.
Even with us being in everybody, just still come.
Yes, no, like, please.
Because it, no, like, that support is something else.
Yeah, we need it. We need all of it, 100%.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. That's the Seven Lakes Podcast.
Hey, appreciate it.
Appreciate it.